各位弟兄姐妹，新年平安。
Greetings to all you brothers and sisters.
年终的休假结束后，这一章应该晚一点出来的。年终的休假结束后，我们又回到了工作和学校。
So after the Christmas and the New Year holidays, now we return to work.
圣诞啊，回到新年，我们是养精蓄锐。重新出发，或者是身心俱疲，恨不得再多休一个礼拜的假呢。
So after the holidays, are we renewed, restored, or are we ready to take another week of recovery?
愿我们在休假之后，新年开始的时候，有力气继续往前走。
Usually after the holidays, we should have a renewed strength to move forward.
教会进入一个特别的新年度。
And this year is a special year for our church.
今年是教会进入第五十周年，也就是禧年的时期。
This year, is the 50th anniversary of our church. In the Bible, it's called a year of Jubilee.
年日节期常常带来提醒跟教育的作用。
And the seasons and the special days usually brings us about some meanings and educational purposes.
在数算和庆祝之中，提供我们一些回顾、反省和前瞻的机会。
So during the time as we count our days and count out our years, give us time to reflect and to look forward.
圣经提到五十，我们最熟悉的是五旬节。
So when you count the number 50 in the Bible, the most familiar term for you is Pentecost.
另一个五十就是所谓的禧年。
And another important or familiar 50, number 50 is the year of Jubilee.
有人说禧年是要我们完全安息。
Some says that the year of Jubilee is the year for us to take a total rest.
有人说禧年是庆祝。
And some says the year of Jubilee is a year of celebration.
这些都没有错。
And all of them are correct.
但是禧年的背后有更深刻的意义跟目的。
But the year of Jubilee has even more a deeper meaning.
我们在教会进入禧年的第一个星期的时候。
So this is the first week of our church's Jubilee.
这个时候提供我们机会来思考这一年对教会的意义。
So perhaps this brings up the opportunity.For us to think about the meaning of Jubilee for our whole church.
希望这一年过后，我们能够真正的把握住进入禧年对整个教会的意义。
So I hope that after this year is over, we can get hold of the true meaning of how this church will move on for the next 50 years.
使我们能够在下一个五十年开始的时候，充满意向和力量向前迈进。
So for the next 50 years, we'll see God's vision for us and a strategy of moving forward.
这是我们全教会要一起来思考的。
So this is something for our whole church to think about.
我今天只是抛砖引玉，提供一些思考的方向。
Perhaps today, this morning, I'm merely throwing out a brick to induce a good jade from you to think about how we're going to do this.
我们要从旧约律法来思考禧年对我们教会的意义。
We're going to think about the meaning of Jubilee to us from the Old Testament, from the Book of Laws.
我们所读的经文提到圣经有关禧年的教导。
So the scriptures we just read was a teaching about the Jubilee.
事实上，这是安息日和安息年的延伸。
Actually, Jubilee is an extension of Sabbath and the Sabbath year.
安息日规定工作六日后第七日应该休息。
The meaning of Sabbath is after you work for six days, on the seventh day you should take a rest.
然后由安息日延伸到安息年。
As the Sabbath, the meaning of Sabbath.It's extended to Sabbath year.
也就是每工作六年之后，第七年应该享受安息。
Which means after you work for six years, on the seventh year, you should also take a break.
那一年土地要休耕。
For that year, for the seventh year, you are not sow and reap from the land.
你要放你的奴隶一年的休假。
You will give your slave a 1 year of vacation.
然后呢，七个七年，也就是49年后，第50年是所谓的禧年。
Then after seven years, which is 49 years, it becomes the year of Jubilee.
中文翻成喜年，喜是福气的意思。
The Jubilee translated into Chinese means celebration or fortune.
Jubilee 的意思可能也是庆祝的意思。
Jubilee also means celebration.
但是这个字从原来的文字延伸下来的，它字根的意义是什么呢？
So what is the meaning, the original meaning of this word? What's the root of this word? The word.
最根本的意思是羚羊的角。
Actually, the meaning comes from the horn of a ram.
为什么是羚羊的角呢？
What do you mean? Why is it the horn of a ram?
因为在旧约的时候呢，羚羊的角呢被用来吹号。
In the old days, in the Israelites days, the horn is used as a trumpet.
在圣经当中，我们有所谓的吹角节。
In the Leviticus, it defines a festivity. It's called a Feast of Trumpets.
喜年为什么和吹角有关系呢？
Why is the Jubilee related with blowing the horn?
因为喜年是从第49年的赎罪日开始的。
Because the Jubilee starts from the Day of Atonement of the 49th year.
赎罪日的节期开始前、开始后都要吹角。
In this festivity, from the beginning and at the end, for at the beginning and at the end, you should blow the horn.
所以四十九年啊，赎罪日喜年开始，所以喜年和赎罪日有非常密切的关系。
So on the 49th year, at the beginning of the Day of Atonement, you blow the horn. Therefore, it's very clearly related to it.
喜年基本的精神是重建和更新。
The basic meaning of Jubilee is to restore and renew.
我们看到重建这个字的时候，我们想到的是房子被台风吹垮了。
So usually when we look at the word, word restore or 重建, means your house being destroyed by hurricane, for example.
社会国家败坏了。
And your country and the society has gone astray.
才需要重建。
They need to be revived or restored.
重建是有这样的概念，没错。
Indeed, it has such meaning.
所以，当犹大王国圣殿被毁的时候，先知以色列，先知耶利米确实宣告神要重建他的子民。
So when Judah, the country of Judah was overrun or fell, or conquered by the Babylonians, and the city of Jerusalem fell to their hands, A prophet Jeremiah had a call on Israel to be restored, and God will one day restore Israel.
但是我们教会没有垮。
But which church is still here?
喜年的命令呢？以色列人的社会也没有垮。
When God declared the celebration of Jubilee, that was actually during the good days of the Israelites.
喜年重建的意义在哪里？
So what is the meaning of restoration during the year of Jubilee?
我的理解，重建也可以发生在一个状况。
My understanding is restoration can also happen in such example.
我用一个例子来说明。
Let me use an example.
我们大部分人都开车。
Most of us drive.
我们买了新车回来的时候，车子开得好顺。
When we buy a new car, the new car runs very well.
开一段时间之后呢，车子开始磨损。
And after a while, the wears, the tearing and wearing of a new car comes on.
机油磨损，电池变老，引擎磨损。
Whether it's mechanically or lubrication wise, it or the battery, it all has been worn down.
所以我们要开五千，我们开五千里的时候要去保养，换机油，换刹车皮。
So every 5,000 years, we need to go for oil change. 5,000 miles, sorry. You guys are sharp. 5,000 miles, you have to go for oil change.
然后一万、两万、两万五、三万要做的保养可能更彻底。
So there'll be a deeper maintenance during the 10 years and 20 years, 10,000 miles and 20,000 miles.
所以我常常感觉我车子保养完了之后，感觉开车子开起来像新的一样。
So after each maintenance, and I feel like my car is driven like a new one.
所以很多的车子从磨损经过重建之后更新了。
So many cars after the maintenance, scheduled maintenance, and the car is renewed.
所以重建让我们更新。
So the restoration is renewing us.
其实更新很多时候是回到我们原来的样子。
In fact, the restore or renew is to return to the original new state.
原本神造我们、拯救我们和建立教会的原来的新模式。
It was the new status when God had first created us as human and us as church.
禧年呢是以色列人重建和更新的时候。
Jubilee it was the time for the Israelites to renew and restore.
也是我们重建和更新的时候。
It is also applied to us for us to be renewed and restored in God.
我们要在几个面向重建和更新。
So in several aspects, let's review about restoration and renewal.
第一个是灵性的更新。
First is the spiritual restoration.
因为禧年开始于赎罪日。
Because the Jubilee starts with the Day of Atonement.
前面我提到了禧年和赎罪日的关系了。
I mentioned about the relationship between Jubilee and the Day of Restoration. Atonement.
禧年啊，赎罪日给我们的感觉好像是它带来的是人的痛苦和恐惧。我看这边哦 ，OK， 禧年带来的是人的，我们的感觉是好像带来的是人的痛苦跟恐惧。
Usually, the Day of Atonement means the suffering or means the pain you need to go through.
赎罪的过程也许有一些这种感觉。
Perhaps in the restoration of your sin.There is such a process or such experience.
但是终极的是要带来神的恩典跟和人和神关系的恢复。
But by the end, it is actually try to bring about your restoration of your relationship with God.
人在反省当中看见自己的不足。
During this time, during the review, you see what you are short of.
在反省中知道自己需要在神面前悔改。
During such review or reflection, you understand you need to repent to God.
当人悔改的时候，人就经历到神赦罪的恩典。
During the repentance, you will receive the grace of God.
神的更新也临到。
His renewal will arrive too.
在经历更新当中，我们与神同行。
During the renewal, we walk with our God.
赎罪带来人的复兴。
The redemption brings about.The revival of human being
带来人和神关系的恢复
brings about the restoration of our relationship with God.
这不只是个人的复兴，也要带来整个国家、整个教会的复兴。
We hope this to extend beyond your individual relationship or experiences, but also to the church and to the nation.
然后在禧年当中呢，土地要休耕。
During the Jubilee, during the restoration days, the land will also take a rest.
我想包括畜牧的牛羊也要更新。
I'm sure for the livestock, it's the same way.
人在休耕中得到休息。
During such time, and the people enjoy rest.
地主得到休息。
The landlord get the rest.
家里的仆人跟奴隶也要得到休息。
Your slaves and servants also have a chance of rest.
在休息中，禧年带来人的重建和更新。
So during such rest, and it brings about the restoration of people.
不止人需要休息。土地也需要休息。
So not only the people needs rest, also the land needs rest.
牲畜也需要休息。
And the livestock as well.
在当时的农业发展中，休耕是为了让土地休息。
So during the time back then, in the farming age, the land to rest is to rejuvenate the land, to
如果没有休耕，土地持续使用就会贫瘠。
If there's not a time for the land to recover, then the nutrition from the land will be depleted.
也不能再有好的生产。
Then will not continue to have a good product.
这样的休息呢，是为了让人过一个健康的生活。
Such rest is so that a person can live on with a healthy life.
所以人需要休息才能够继续走下去。
So people need rest so they, life can move on healthily.
而且呢，禧年的时候是不只休息一年，要休息两年。
During the time of Jubilee, the rest is for 2 years, not just one.
这样才有力量继续走下去。
This will rejuvenate you for you to have the strength to move on.
所以人也好，产物也好，都休息是为了永续经营。
So people or property or land, the jubilee is for you to attend the state to be able to move forward.
休息是为了走更远的路。
So that you can walk even further.
但是以当时的农牧业为主的经济的生活的社会，休耕代表你没有生产，没有收入。
In those days, during the economic structures, status of those days, when you are not cultivating the land, which means you will not have grown crops.
那这样人的生活怎么办呢？
And what do you eat?
经文说人要吃土地自然生产的。
The scripture says you will eat from what comes out naturally from the land.
不是自己耕种的。
Not from something that you sow.
还有就是你吃前一年的余粮。
And you can also eat what's left over from the year before.
这个情况在安息日没有问题。
During the Sabbath day, it's not an issue.
在安息年的时候，你可能会有点担心。
You probably worry about during the Sabbath year.
禧年呢，你连续两年都不耕种。
For the Jubilee, there will be 2 years of not cultivating the land.
人可能这样子存活吗？
Can people survive?
命令提到这是一个仰望神的时候。
But the scripture also said it's a time to look up to the Lord for his provision.
神这样命令了。
God made this command.
如果我们遵循神的旨意，神就会供应我们的需要。
If we follow his command, he will provide for our needs.
经文告诉我们说你们以色列人休耕两年。
The scripture actually said you should stop cultivating the land or sow and reap for 2 years.
神的供应是两年再加一年的 bonus, 三年。
Actually, God promises your crop will be so plentiful, will be enough for you to eat for 3 years.
第三个是关系的重建和更新。
The third one is the restoration of relationship with your friends and neighbors.
所有的土地要物归原主。
All the land, all the debt you own to someone will have to be returned.
以色列人进迦南之后是按着支派家庭、家族和家庭来分地。
So after Israelites entered the Canaan, they divided the land according to their tribes.
每个家庭都有土地作为生产工具。
Every family or every tribe will have been given the land for them to use to cultivate, to grow crops.
这是经济机会平等。
This is the spirit of have equality in economic opportunities.
但是经济机会平等，每个家庭拿到土地之后，有人变成富有，有人变成贫穷。
Yet as time goes on, some will become richer and some will become poorer.
有人遭遇变故，必须把土地卖给别人了。
Some encounter the difficulties; they have to sell their land to others.
生产工具失去之后，就更加贫穷。
And when they lose their land, they become even poorer.
因此甚至因此会成为奴隶。
And some will become slaves.
在禧年的时候，神的律法要求所有的土地要恢复到原有地主的原有的所有者的手中。
Listen to this. During the year of Jubilee, all the land that you have sold to others or owned to the others will be returned.
在禧年的时候呢，一切重新开始。
During the year of Jubilee, everything is start from the beginning afresh.
失去土地的人得回自己的土地。
Those who have lost their land will gain them back.
失去自由的人得回自己的自由。
Those who have lost their freedom will gain their freedom back.
我们只集中在这是一个关系的恢复。
We only focus on this is a restoration of your relationship.
先前因为买卖奴隶这些经验带来了关系上的问题。
The problem that brings about through the selling and the buying of slaves.
现在在归还的制度当中，人跟人的关系恢复和好。
During the time of returning, of giving back the debt, then that restores your relationship with your friends or neighbors.
这个归还土地跟释放奴隶的制度背后的精神是怜悯和关怀。
So this, the spirit behind this is to love, to care, and to be merciful.
你先前不管因为什么原因失去了土地跟自由。
No matter what the reason it was, when you lost your property and the land,
现在本于神的怜悯和邻舍的关怀，你可以得回你所失去的。
Through God's mercy and the love from your neighbor, you can take back, you can gain back what you lost.
另一个精神是所有的人在神面前承认神才是真正的主宰。
Another spirit is everyone will come to God to acknowledge the fact God is sovereignty.
土地奴隶都不真正是你自己拥有的。
Whether it's land or it's slave, you never really own them.
真正的拥有者是神。
The real owner is God Himself.
人只是管家而已。
We are only the stewards.
唯有这样的认知才能
Only with such acknowledgement
才能够有真正的爱、关怀和怜悯。
The true love, caring, and mercy can come through.
人和人才有真正的和睦和解。
There will be true peace between people.
而这一切的命令呢，是要让神的子民回归到神创造和救赎原有的状态。
So such practice is a reminder and renewer so that people can return to the original form of how God created us.
从个人，我们活出生命原有的样式。
For us to go back to live to what we should have.
从整个社会的角度回到神原有创造的状态。
From the society's standpoint, we return to the status or the structure of what has originally created.
这个原有的状态要从神的子民的见证当中显明出来。
And such will be manifested as a testimony from God's people.
向这个世界做见证。
So we become testimony to this world.
让人看到这个地方是一个在地如在天的生活状态。
So people can see from our testimony, even though you are on this earth, you are just as good as you are in heaven.
今天当我们教会进入禧年的第一个星期的时候，
So as we enter the year of Jubilee of our church for the first week,
让我们这一年的时间一起来思考我们怎么进入重建与更新。
So let's think about how our church, how do we seek for the restoration and the renewal?
使我们在接下来的五十年能够靠着神的恩典继续向前奔跑。
So we will have a renewed strength that we can move forward for the next 50 years.
我们回到那几个面向。
So we return to the few points I mentioned.
我们要追求个人属灵上的重建。
So first we should seek for our individual spiritual renewal.
这是最基本的，是我们个人和神有一个正确的关系。
This is very fundamental that builds on a correct relationship between us individuals and God.
我们需要在神面前反省的，包括什么是我们需要挪除的。
What we need to come to God includes what we should remove from ourselves.
我们有什么我们生命中需要调整的？
What are the adjustments in our life that we should conduct?
我们需要有什么是我们需要新年度追求的？
What are the things we should pursue in this new year?
让我们省察求神光照。
Let us reflect and think, ask God's strength and help to restore us.
我们更要悔改，不要让我们里头有实际的罪行成为我们和神关系的拦阻。
We need to repent to make sure there's no sin that will block our relationship with God.
更让我们的生活活出讨神喜悦、合神心意的样式。
So we will become a testimony that is pleasing to God.
培育讨神喜悦的品格。
We will build the character that is pleasing to God.
更进一步的追求一个与神同行的生活。
And furthermore is to pursue a life that we will have a daily walk with our Lord.
因为我们这一年我们一起追求在灵里的更新。
Because this year we pursue the spiritual revival or renewal.
我们怎么来追求灵里的更新呢？
How do we do that?
我提到四件属灵的基本功。
And I'm going to mention the four very basic things you need to do.
看重、读经、祷告、常常聚会、服事见证。
And reading the Bible, understand God's word, prayer, talk with God, have a healthy church life, we grow all together, and the churches, and serve God in our community.
这四件事情是老生常谈，看起来平淡无奇。
It seems to be an old story, and seems to be something I have heard so many times, there's nothing new about it.
可是这四件事情是最扎实的基本功夫。
But these four things are the most fundamental thing in your Christian practice or Christian life.
这四件信仰上的事情好像车子有四个轮子。
Such the four things are like the four wheels of a car.
才我们才能够稳定的向前跑。
With these four wheels, we can go forward steadily.
我们感谢 Pastor Jeff 上个礼拜提醒我们读经的重要。
We want to thank Pastor Jeff for his reminding us the importance of reading Bible.
我们需要提醒我们自己，这个教会叫圣经教会。
We need to remind ourselves.Our church is called a Bible church.
这是我们历来的传统。
This Bible church is our name, is also our tradition.
在城区十年来是一年读一遍圣经，这个运动从来没有停过。
For the past 10 years, by the way, this year is also the 10th year anniversary of COM. For the past 10 years,The yearly Bible reading, read the Bible once a year, had been in place for the 10 years.
我昨天知道社青他们也在推动一年一次读经。
I understand our young professional fellowship of this campus is also pushing for read the Bible in a year.
我看到在中文部的年轻的一代，他们看重读圣经。
I see that in the Chinese ministry in our congregation, that the younger people emphasize the importance of reading the Bible.
我们所有的人都应该一起来做这样的事。
I think that should be true for all of us in this congregation.
当然还包括祷告、聚会、见证。
Of course, in addition, that includes the prayer, the church service.And meeting at the church.
但是如果我们要这样做，我们需要调整我们的生活状态。
So in order to do this, we have to make an adjustment in our life.
减少外在的忙碌。
To reduce the chores that would tie you down.
甚至减少教会事务的忙碌。
Including even some of the perhaps extra burdens come from the church.
我们学习在灵里安息。
Let's learn how to get restored or how to rest spiritually.
当然，我们在这个忙碌的社会当中，如果要安息的话，我们需要学习信靠。
So in order for us to learn rest in this busy world, we need to learn trust.
除了个人的属灵重建，我们要全教会一起来推动追求属灵的重建。
We need to push forward for the restoration spiritually throughout the whole church.
我们和神应该有的关系应该是尊主为大，顺服神，在顺服中甘愿付代价。
So our method of doing that is to respect God for His sovereignty, to honor God, to obey Him. I was going to translate it.
Okay, so
pay the price.Of doing so and to receive the blessing.
但是在付代价当中，我们经历到神的保守和赐福。
So through paying the price, we receive the restoration from God and blessings.
让全教会来追求真正让神做我们的主。
So we pursue the fact that God truly is the head of our house, is the head of our church, and He is the sovereign God.
不是长老、牧师、执事做主。
It is not the elders or pastors or deacons are the Lord.
也不是会众做主。
It is not you are the Lord.
让我们追求单单尊主为大。
Let us presume that we only honor God as the sovereign.
单单荣耀他，单单讨神的喜悦。
Only glorify God. Only to make to please God.
其次，让我们追求关系的重建。
Then we should restore our relationship.
让我们追求个人关系的重建。
Restore relationship individually from one person to another.
让我们弟兄姐妹之间可以真的成为弟兄姐妹。
So let us to be true brothers and sisters.
不要有隔阂。
Should let nothing to divide us.
我们有可能有意见的不同。
Maybe we have a different look, a different opinions about certain thing.
但是希望这不会带来成见。
I hope this will not become a stumbling block.
如果你过去和谁有意见。
If you have an issue with someone.
这一年去追求和好。
This is the year for you to pursue the restoration.
如果你认为这一年你需要和谁建立关系。
If this is a year you think you need to pursue to establish newer relationship with someone,
去经营这个关系。
You should work on it, cultivate it on this relationship.
个人如此，教会也是如此。
It is individually as well as church-wise.
我们的教会规模不小。
We are not a small church.
所以我们有跨越桥中文堂城区青少年儿童事工。
We have CB, CM, COM, children and youth.
我们的年龄不同，我们的背景不同。
We have different age groups. We have different backgrounds.
所以我们需要对别的事工和会跟 congregation 有更多的认识。
So let us do the crossing different congregation lines to understand them, to communicate with them.
在配搭的时候，需要试着去站在他们的需要和文化上有更多的了解。
As we work together, we should put us in their shoes to understand their need and how to help them.
更进一步的，我们需要彼此关顾、彼此扶持、彼此尊重。
More importantly, is we can care each other and we respect each other.
让我们在新的年度里面立志好好的去认识同教会中和我们不同的堂会和事工的需要。
So we should go across different congregations in our church so to understand their need to help them.
让我们彼此可以建立一个更好的配搭模式。
So we establish a better cooperation models within our church.
追求在主里的合一。
To pursue the true unity in the Lord.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is pleasing to God.
我们要追求使命和意向的更新。
We need to pursue the restoration of mission and vision.
那个时钟在闪，但是很抱歉，我需要多五分钟。
I need to have 5 more minutes, even though so.
教会存在的目的是为了完成神所托付的使命。
The purpose of a church is to accomplish God's mission.
神的使命在本质上是不变的。
His mission, in essence, it never changed.
我们不需要在这方面追求一个新的意向。
We don't need to pursue a brand new vision.
其实很多时候呢，是教会偏离了神原有的不变的使命跟托付。
In many times, it is the church has actually deviated from God's original mission and vision.
所以在本质上，教会对使命和意向的追求是重建，回到神原有的托付当中。
So for that essence is for a church to restore and renew and return to the original mission and vision.
但是在实践上，神不变的使命有的时候是会随着时代的发展会有调整的。
However, the unchanging God's mission may need to be re-strategized through the change of time.
这个部分是需要更新的。
This is the place that needs to be restored.
当我们的意向需要重建回到我们的意向需要重建回到神起初对我们的托付。
Our mission needs to go back. Our view today need to go back to understand what God has originally ask us to do, command us to do.
但是在这样的重建中，我们需要对时代敏锐。
And we also need to be sensitive to the needs of the current generation.
让我们思考时代和环境的更新怎么带来策略的更新。
So we will understand how the changing world of this world and this environment will bring about the new strategy of preaching the old mission.
这两者是需要并行的。
These two need to be in parallel.
在新的年度里面求神给我们智慧。
And in this new year, we ask for God's wisdom.
来回顾什么本质上的意象是我们需要，是我们要重新寻回的。
What are the original, the basic mission from God that we need to restore?
同时也有智慧看见施时施地我们应有的实践是什么。
Also, in the meantime, for this time, for this age, what are the new strategies?
在那个检视的时候我们会发现有一些是绝不可以改变的。
And throughout this process, we will understand there are some truths that cannot be changed.
有一些是绝不可改变但我们已经放弃了的。
Maybe something that is unchangeable, we have forgotten about it or have given it up.
有一些呢是可以改变的。
Some can be changed.
有一些甚至是为了有效地完成神的托付我们必须改变的。
And some for the purpose of accomplishing God's mission, we need to change.
同时我们要求神给我们智慧分辨。
We need God's wisdom or intelligence to help us to discern.
什么是不变的，什么是可变的，什么是必须变的。
What are the unchangeable, what are the changeable, and what are to be renewed?
我们要求神给我们智慧。
We ask him for his wisdom and enlightenment.
免得我们错置把相对的绝对化。
So, we can avoid a mistake of making the relatives become absolute.
反过来呢，把绝对的相对化。
And in the meantime, we make the absolute becomes relative.
这些方向我今天都没有办法提供答案。
I cannot provide you answer today.
因为这是我们这一年大家一起要共同努力的。
I challenge you that this is the goal for us for the rest of this year.
当我们进入教会五十周年的时候，
As we enter into the 50 years anniversary,
这一年当中我们会常回顾过去五十年的状况。
We will take the opportunity to review what happened for the last 50 years.
不，同时我们也可以思考，五十年后如果 CBCGB 还存在的话，
We also want to think forward, 50 years from now, if CBCGB still exists,
当时教会在庆祝下一个禧年的时候，他们怎么来看第二个五十年的发展呢？
We need to be mindful of how the next jubilee, when people celebrate the next jubilee, as they look back for the previous 50 years, how they will look at us.
他们怎么看这一年的影响呢？
How do they see the impact of this year, this jubilee year right now?
这是一个有历史感的人需要思考的。
This is something for you with historical perspective to ponder about.
可是在这世上更重要的事情是神怎么评价我们。
The more important, the most important thing is how does God evaluate us?
因为神的评价比历史的评价更重要。
Because God's evaluation is more important than historical evaluation.
我们存在的目的是为了完成神的托付。
The purpose of our existence is to be able to carry out what has been entrusted to us by God.
但愿在这一年当中，我们所有的人在神面前好好的寻求思考神的心意。
So I hope in this year, the rest of this year, we will come faithfully to seek for God's will in our church and in our people.
一起追求在未来的年日当中继续成为一个荣耀神、讨神喜悦的教会。
We'll pursue in the future, we'll continue to become a church that is pleasing to God.
忠心地完成他在现在以至未来所给我们的托付。
Faithfully to accomplish what he has entrusted on us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，在新的年日里面，我们在新的第一个新年的第一个礼拜里，我们再一次把我们自己奉献在你的面前。
Father God, as in this beginning of this new year, once again we dedicate ourselves to you.
我们全教会，我们把教会奉献，再一次奉献在你的面前。
We dedicated our whole church to you.
我们愿这个教会可以继续成为一个荣耀你的教会。
We ask you to help us to make this church continue to be a church that will glorify your name.
成为一个拓展你国度的教会。
A church to expand your kingdom.
我们要继续来寻求你对我们的带领。
We'll continue to seek for your guidance.
求你在今天向我们每一个人显明你的心意。
We ask to reveal your will to us, to each and every one of us.
求你在未来一年内向我们显明你的心意。
Throughout the rest of the year, to let us know what you want us to do.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.